It's him.
Lynette whispers, slapping my arm. Ouch. I rub the spot in protest, and she rolls her eyes. It's who?
The guy from the bar.
What guy? She rolls her eyes again.
The guy you stared at the entire time I was telling you about Tina's bachelorette party?
Who's Tina?
Will you stop?
My coworker says. At least she didn't try to hit me this time. I sigh and try to maintain an indifferent facade. You know, as if I didn't notice that the hot guy with the killer smile that made my entire body hum isn't walking toward us as we wait for the elevator.
You have to talk to him,
Lynette says.
What? No,
I hiss.
Just say hi.
I can't. I've been drinking, and you know what happens when I drink. Besides, what if he's in a relationship?
I didn't say propose to him.
Fine, but I'm not.
Hey!
Lynette hums with a smile that is so definitely not for me. Crap.
Hi,
the guy says with a quick return smile. But his gorgeous face immediately settles back into tired lines, and the opposite of what I was just admiring just minutes ago at the hotel bar. What happened to him? How do you go from celebrity grin to the Grim Reaper in 2 minutes flat?
I'm Lynette. This is Natalie. Are you here for business or pleasure?
Oh, geez. Could she have been more creepy? He looks confused by the continuation of this unnecessary conversation and offers another stiff smile.
Business. You?
Lynette widens her eyes at me in a clear message. How is she missing the fact that this person is in no state to flirt, or converse, or do anything that involves people who aren't him? Also business, I say before she can make things awkward. Well, more awkward. He nods and focuses on the display above the elevator to commence the important task of watching the floors count down. His fist is clenched, his athletic body, I might have noticed earlier, now tense. Why do I think he's not marveling at the ability of a metal box to move vertically?
Oh, I forgot my purse.
Lynette lies. She winks as she backs away, as if I might have missed her clever ruse to give us privacy. I didn't, and return a hard look as she mouths,
You're welcome.